Josh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Washington, D.C. this morning is teeming with red hats.
So why are you here today?
To see President Trump before he gets inaugurated as president. Greatest American comeback in American history.
As the clock ticks down to Donald Trump's second inauguration, President Biden has issued numerous preemptive pardons, including one for Dr. Anthony Fauci and one for former Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley, who called Donald Trump a fascist. Also pardoned members of the House Select Committee on the January 6th Capitol riot. Now, last night, the president-elect promised to release many of those who were convicted of taking part in the riot, telling his supporters,
"Tomorrow, everybody in this very large arena will be very happy with my decision on the J6 hostages."
The swearing in will be held inside the Capitol Rotunda because of the cold weather. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM. For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. A 19-year-old Menasha man was arrested for setting fire to the office space of U.S. Representative Glenn Grothman in a Fond du Lac strip mall early Sunday morning. Police arrested the man soon after the fire was extinguished. He admitted to starting the blaze in protest of the TikTok ban that went into effect this weekend. Grothman was one of 360 House members who voted for the TikTok ban last year. Monday, January 20th is a big day. It will see the inauguration of Donald Trump as he begins his second term as president following a four-year hiatus. It is also Martin Luther King Jr. Day. A majority of governmental offices will be closed for the two federal holidays, as will banks and the post office. Outagamie County Clerk of Circuit Court's office will be closed for training until 11 a.m. Monday. The Wisconsin Supreme Court heard arguments last week over whether a legislative committee's rejection of an agency rule that would ban the practice of conversion therapy for LGBTQ plus people was unconstitutional. The challenge comes amid the national battle over LGBTQ plus rights. It is also a part of a broader effort by the Democratic governor, who has vetoed Republican bills targeting transgender high school athletes. Governor Evers argues the legislature is unconstitutionally blocking the rules. The court, controlled 4-3 by liberal justices, will issue a ruling in the coming months. If you've ever wanted to work with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, now may be the time to apply. The DNR is holding career fairs throughout the state this month and next. There will be one in Oshkosh on January 24th from 4 till 7 p.m. See our story at WISS.FM for links and information. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The national championship tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football's championship game is tonight in Atlanta. Ohio State against Notre Dame inside the Atlanta Falcons' Mercedes-Benz Dome. It's the first time in 12 years the Fighting Irish have played in the championship. The Buckeyes were there in 2020. Notre Dame, 8.5-point underdogs. Kickoff on ESPN at 6:30. The Wisconsin Badgers say freshman defensive back Xavier Lucas signed a 2-year NIL agreement early last December to remain with the Badgers for another 2 more years. Lucas has since moved on to the Miami Hurricanes, has hired lawyers to fight the dispute. NBA, the Bucks beat the 76ers, 123-109. So how did the Bucks go from a 1-6 start to the season to now winning 4 in a row?
For us, you know, at times we were focused, at times we wasn't focused. But overall, we played a good game. It doesn't matter, we won the game. You know, now it's 4 in a row. Thank you, Mr. Dan. It doesn't matter, we won the game.
That's the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports on Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
That cold weather advisory remains in effect today. An extreme cold warning tonight. Today, sunny, high of 1 above the wind chill, minus 15 to minus 30. Tonight, 13 below with a wind chill to minus 35. By tomorrow, sunshine with a high of only 0. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, 7 below 0.
Hi, I'm Samuel L. Jackson. When the UNCL, the United Negro College Fund, was founded 80 years ago, they hoped that they could change this nation for the better. And they have. As a proud alum of an HBCU, Morehouse College, I'm an advocate for HBCU. I support the work that UNCF does for students of color, scholarship, and internship for 50,000 deserving students each year. Visit uncf.org today, and remember, a mind is a terrible thing to waste.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome one of Wisconsin's very own, comedian Tom Clark. Then Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller and I discuss award season. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of minor.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM. WISS coming your way through Appleton and Oshkosh. Of course, the Civic Media app and 1590 AM and 1100 AM on your AM dial. Special thanks to all our great guests today. Brittany Merlot telling us about how it's 7 degrees in Green Bay, or excuse me, 7 below in Green Bay, 7 below in Appleton, 6 below in Oshkosh. It feels like 23 degrees below zero out there. I don't believe that because Sam Floyd, United States Marine Corps veteran, Operation Coffee in Kaukauna, and this is our veteran salute brought to you by Olson Legal Group. Veteran salute on Mino and the Mayor is brought to you by Nate Olson at Olson Legal Group, a veteran-owned business in Oshkosh and Berlin, specializing in estate planning, real estate, and all business matters. Visit them online, OlsonLegalGroup.com. He is a Purple Heart recipient from Iraq, and I'll show you how tough these guys. Sam here from the United States Marines, a Marine veteran of Iraq, and he came in a tank top. And he took his bike from Kaukauna to here. How does that make you feel, you people complaining about that?
Yeah.
Tank top, biker shorts, rode his bike from Kaukauna. Sam?
All right, Sam.
I actually started about 1 o'clock this morning and just got here.
So how's life, Sam? You are, well, you've got so much going on in your life right now. I want to hear about your coffee business. But first, that Olson Legal Group.
Yes.
That's a good company. He was on our show
last week.
Yeah. We went out in Oshkosh and just really enjoyed his enthusiasm and his knowledge. And it's a great guy.
So took some shrapnel in his hand for the roadside.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
So you have a coffee shop, but before we get to that, last time you were here, you were kept looking at your phone
because
your wife was going to be calling saying, I'm going into labor.
Mm-hmm.
And that happened.
It did. Shortly after, I think about just a few days.
It was.
Yeah, just a few days after that. Yeah, our little girl was born.
Beautiful.
Congratulations.
Little girl.
Thank
you. Looks like she's got an appetite just from that picture you showed.
She does. Yeah, I shared a picture. Yeah, it was yesterday. She had her blueberries for the first time, and
there
she loved it.
Any of them get in her mouth?
Most of it.
Oh, but, okay.
Yeah.
Some on the floor.
About 50%, I think. Yeah.
So. Well, congratulations
to you. That's a gorgeous picture. Congratulations, buddy.
It only gets better.
I just can't see you as being a protective dad to your daughter.
Yeah. When it comes to her, it's a little different. Yeah, she's starting to smile and recognize faces.
Yeah.
And pulling at my beard.
Absolutely.
You know, it's just like, okay, you're
best.
I'm putty in your hands.
The best,
right now.
Buddy. Yeah. The best. Well, tell us about Operation Coffee. I mean, this is a grassroots outfit that you started up. Go ahead and tell us where you're at and what's going on.
Yeah, thanks for having me on again.
You bet.
I love being
anytime.
Here. Yeah, thank you. That was a big week. So I had my daughter, I think it was a Monday or Tuesday. Honestly, that whole week was just
a blur.
And then that Saturday, I think it was that Saturday or that weekend sometime, I moved my roaster into the new building.
Which was the biggest move of your adventure.
Oh, golly. That took some.
I can't even imagine.
It's heavy. It's a heavy piece of equipment, and the afterburner too is equally as heavy too. So we got it, and it's all set up. And then shortly after that, I went home, and then just saw her. You know, my wow. daughter is colic, and so she was cried for.
Been there.
Yeah. I just felt bad for being away, but sure. My wife has just been a champion through this whole thing, and she's. Yeah, she's amazing.
Still hello to her.
Yeah. Well, hello, Margie. I love you very much.
Very nice. You felt bad you were away when your kids got lucky. Okay, you say that because your wife is listening?
Jim, it's his first. Okay?
Oh, it's his first. Okay.
It's his first. You know how that is.
Got to work late, honey. Sorry.
Yeah, right. I'm so sorry. I wasn't here when she was crying.
How's the coffee biz?
Hey, three kids for me. Oh, man, I got to run. Look at the time. My roaster needs to be. Cleaned.
Yeah. Didn't you just do that last week?
Right. Cleanliness has got him.
Right. To answer your question, the coffee is going well. Christmas was a big time. And then now we're actually moving into that coffee shop.
Tell everybody where you are.
Yeah, we're in Kokana, right on 2nd Street. Let's see, it's East 2nd Street. So it's like, so Kokana has two levels, up and then we're down.
Then there's the river.
Then the river, then we're downtown. So yeah, we're down there, we're in the transition. So I'm in the middle of raising funds, or I'm doing a little side work on the side just to be able to afford espresso
machines.
We're
still looking for side gigs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm doing a little.
So you're basically in the heart of downtown Kokana.
Right in the middle of it. Yeah. Yeah. And I love it. There's that beautiful fire department down there. I mean, all those brand new buildings. It's really cool to be a part of that community right now.
Yeah. You guys got it going on in Kokana. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of communities that are putting.
Did I tell you about the time, though? I lived within walking distance of the fire station there and locked the keys in my apartment. So I walked there. So I called the landlord, and she was in Milwaukee. She just go to the fire department. You know, you might have to pay. But so I go. I say, hey guys, I'm right around the corner. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll take the engine. I said, no. I mean, literally, if you don't mind, we can walk there. It's just right. No, we got to take the.
Oh wow!
So all of a sudden, right in front of my apartment, everybody's out like whatever. Yeah. It took the guy 11 seconds to get into my apartment, and then everybody's just still looking. As I walk out with them, you know, what happened?
They sounded the alarms from to get there?
Well, did sound the alarm, but they had the thing on their truck, you know, kind of a thing.
Yeah,
but it's like, but you're right. It's a beautiful, in the VFW group that I do a lot of, I do their golf tour, help out with their, but that's where they hold their meetings. That is one of the nicest fire stations you'll ever find.
Ever find. Yeah. Yeah. That's I've been around the country and like I was trying to be a firefighter in Phoenix Phoenix, Arizona for a little while. And that is by far the best fire department I've ever been around. Yeah. Just the resources that they have, too.
That's some pretty good ones.
Well, hey, you know what's something ironic, though? The sponsor of this, our Veteran Salute, Olson Legal Group, their offices in downtown Oshkosh, former fire station.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Cool? So, you know what Jim asks them?
Okay.
He says, well, I asked him, he says, the pole's still there? He goes, well, we can't have any. And Jim goes, you haven't taken it home?
Yeah.
Like, just a dirty old. He did, too. He swear to God.
Sam, so you're roasting beans and selling them retail and online.
Yes.
But now you have a place where we can come and sit and.
We will be.
Okay, where are you at with that process? Yeah. I think it's cool. I love the way you're slowly
one step
your
at a time. Right. Correct. Do this part right, then let's move on to the next part. Right. I love that.
Yeah. So I have a very well, which I'm so thankful for. I have a very well established online store,
right?
And so like there's a people can go anytime, and I do have some small wholesale accounts as well. But now it's time to progress into like. People want to drink the coffee that you're roasting right in the same building. So now.
Just probably just smells so good when you walk in.
Correct.
That they want to taste it.
Yeah. So we're working on that for sure. And slowly but surely, like those espresso machines are not cheap. So
no.
I do want to. We're starting to save money and we are going to purchase one hopefully in the next 6 to 7 months. Hopefully. That's the goal for us, my wife and I.
Can I just ask you ballpark-wise? Because I would have no idea. You could say $6 million. I wouldn't know. I know, but I'm just saying, what would that be roughly?
Roughly? Ballpark. Yeah, so it really spans. So like I call it the Bentley of espresso machines. It's the La Marzocco. Those run from anywhere from like $15,000 to $20,000 for a espresso machine. And like the one I'm looking for is the kind of a good starter. It's probably around 6 or 7.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's doable.
Yeah, it's doable.
Absolutely. For sure.
I would have guessed just a little bit higher. I looked at those one time for, I don't know, a different life. And but the good ones, and you might, you know, if the money comes in and you save right, you might want to wait another month or two and upgrade it a little bit because you're eventually going to need that. But, you know, what I like about what you're saying is you're not going to spend it till you got it.
Right, right. Yeah, right now, especially with Shaylin being around, you know, like she is my focus now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and my family is my focus, so I'm going to do the best I can.
It's also your motivation.
Correct. Yeah, yeah. So. And also, too, at the same time, carrying on the mission of Operation Coffee, too.
Right, which
talk
is great.
About the mission.
Yeah. Yeah. So I went to...
Give your background. Correct. If you don't mind.
Sure. I was in the Marine Corps from 2002 to 2006. I actually swore in September 10th, 2001, the day before 9/11. And, yeah, I didn't really understand, but my whole life changed that way. And from 2003 to 2004, we were deployed to Afghanistan. And then I got out in 2006. And as we were speaking off air before, I had a really hard time because when I got out, my unit deployed back to Iraq and we lost 13 guys. And so when I was, when I heard that, it destroyed me. And it took a long time for me to recover. And I still think about them often. And I'm thankful that I have this life to be able to carry on their legacy. But with the mission of Operation Coffee is to help those people like that were like me back then, having a hard time transitioning back into, especially losing friends, losing all this stuff, is just like if we can have a conversation over coffee, and also too, have a conversation over coffee, but also raise awareness for veteran suicide, and also just the overall well-being of the veteran.
That whole survivor's guilt is just something that, you know, and a lot of us don't understand, because I mean that's just not something that you deal with because we didn't have the experiences you have. But I think what I learned just with show and hanging out with Johnny a little bit is just that conversation is so important.
It's crucial and not to be ashamed of wanting to have that conversation either. It's just like I should be tough enough to go through it. Like you think I did. I thought of my grandfather. He was in World War II. That guy didn't have anybody to talk to, but he was probably fighting those battles without even talking about it.
Right.
And also my father is a Vietnam vet. My other grandfather is a Korean vet. So I come from this long line of war veterans.
And chances are you might have had somebody in World War I.
Chances, probably.
Because I read an article about that where it started out with the Battle of San Juan Hill. Teddy Roosevelt. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So if you're Spanish-American War.
Okay.
If you were in the Spanish-American War, if you fought in that, you're the perfect age to have a son that'd be the perfect age for World War I. If you're in World War I, you had a son that was the perfect age for World War II. World War II, perfect age, Vietnam. Vietnam, perfect age, Iraq, Afghanistan.
Wow. Huh. It lines up just like that.
Isn't that something? Wow. So I bet you've got somebody World War I, your family heritage all probably the way through the board.
That's amazing.
Isn't that kind of tells you we have generational wars, too.
Exactly.
For sure.
But the other thing is on the recruiting standpoint, we had a recruiter in here, and I forgot, but it was extremely high how many of their recruits have a connection with their dad or their grandpa.
It's like, it's incredible.
I think it was
really high.
Over 60% or something. It was high. But anyway, all right, so how that coffee thing, when are we going to see the bricks and mortar? And you're going to have events scheduled, or is it just an open house? How's that going to work?
Yeah, so we're going
to
have...
We might have to do a show there once you're up and running with this.
That'd be awesome.
Right after the show. Right, Todd, am I correct?
Let's do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Yeah, no, so we're in the middle of renovating. We want people to come. We're going to do like group events, veteran events, but also just to be an everyday coffee shop for people or a resource to be able to taste what we're trying to do.
Okay, can you have great coffee? Can you stick around?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got money in your meter?
I do. Yeah.
Okay.
Got an hour.
Stick around, my friend.
Because he's lurking.
Operation Coffee. This is a very, very important thing. We're going to talk more about this. Brought to you by the Olson Legal Group in Oshkosh and Berlin. Back after this.
Shoot me the pot and I'll pour me a shot. A cup.
Welcome to the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina,
can you
tell us what you really think?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, I'm Anthony Anderson. For the past 80 years, the United Negro College Fund has helped more than half a million students graduate from college and become leaders of our nation. Since its beginning in 1944, UNCF has made one truth known: a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Support UNCF as they continue supporting the dreams and hopes of 50,000 deserving students each year. Please visit uncf.org today. Happy 80th, UNCF.
Matt Nair on air.
Robotaxis made by Zooks are slated to hit the streets of California later on this year. Rides will initially be free for people who agree to test it out. You go first. Wait,
have you ever wanted to drive in a four-person casket with no driver?
My biggest sticking point about this is the name. Zooks is a cartoon character.
Yeah. Do you think when he's driving, he's going...
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Snug in a jug, a slice of onion and a raw one.
Draw one.
Waiter, waiter, percolator.
I love coffee, I love tea. I love the Java Jive and it loves me.
Leave it to Todd.
That's awesome, all right?
Apropos. Greatest producer in radio history, Sam Floyd, Operation Coffee, Veteran Salute on Mind of the Mayor, brought to you by Nate Olson, Olson Legal Group, veteran-owned business in Oshkosh and Berlin, specializing in estate planning, real estate, and all business matters. Visit them online, OlsonLegalGroup.com. And if this weather continues, we're going to take him up and his offer to do a show from his ice shanty.
Yeah, that'll be
you
fun.
In, Todd?
Pretty much anywhere.
Yeah. Sam Floyd, Operation Coffee, Veteran Salute, Downtown Kakana. Jim, you're asking some very, being the business professor, you're asking some very insightful questions.
I just really like what you're doing. I mean, you are roasting your own beans. You've got your own recipe, and I don't want to hear those because it's like, great. I mean, it's like anybody else. You want to have those. We can buy your coffee, and you brought some, and it's great coffee. You have 4 or 5 different brands.
Yes.
You buy. Give me the online, how we do it.
Yeah. Well, thanks for asking that. Yes. So it's pretty simple, operationcoffee.com.
Okay.
And you can learn more about me. I have an about me section, but then there's different blends. We have different, like I'm wearing this, we have these hoodies available, different merch available, and different blends available. But also, I think the biggest thing is like people like balk at the price of it. But I just want to go to that real quick. Coffee has gone up about 200% in this year.
Yeah.
And it's only January. So like we are just, because the C market is highest as it's ever been. So it's just like, yes, I just want to assure people that like the coffee is fairly priced for me, and also too, like giving back to organization. So like we're doing. So I just want to let people know that when they look at this coffee, you know, it's just like this is very thoughtful and laid out every piece of it.
And what a good cause. I mean, it's not going to corporate profits. I mean, you are putting that back into your fellow veterans.
Yes, and veterans in my family. Yeah.
But
paying the rent.
Yeah.
Pricing's tough for someone like me who loves coffee and eggs.
Yeah.
Both things have gone up like crazy 200%. But
correct.
That's right.
Correct. It's, and it's money. You know, I understand the consumer. Like my wife and I try to save money as much as we can. You know, but as far as is like when it concerned, you know, so I guess getting back to your initial question is like, yes, you can buy online, but there are options to like have a discounted price. I have a subscription service, so you can, you know, sign up for coffee, get 15% off. It comes to you once a month, you know, or once every 2 months or however.
What can we do? Like you got to get the espresso machines and everything like that.
Yeah.
What can we do to promote the hell out of your business to get people to walk through the door or go online and order something from you? We want to back you as much as humanly possible.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just being able, I mean, I'm so thankful to be able to, when I get the email from Todd, I was just like, oh, that's so, I'm honored, honestly, to come back, and I'm excited to come here. So to be able, besides that, you know, maybe come down doing a show when we're open, that would be fun.
That's,
I mean, I don't know what that would be like as far as just like acoustics is concerned, but you guys,
Todd, can we coordinate this though in regards to that donut shop that maybe kind of
I see what you're saying, maybe from maybe yeah.
Where's the donut shop?
Cheeky Donuts.
Okay, that's I'm game. I like a good donut.
Yeah. Okay,
all right,
yeah. So
or is it Kimberly or Kakana?
Well, she's in Kimberly.
She's in Kimberly. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Same thing. We're still getting a
right. Yeah. Yeah. No. That would be. I mean, just I appreciate any just coming on here and express my mission, but also just like I've been roasting coffee since 2017. So I love my craft,
right,
and what I do. It's attention to detail, and it's small batch roasting. So every coffee that you get order online or in wholesale, it's more than likely been roasted, like, within a couple weeks, which is crazy.
I get a buddy that kind of does that on the side, like grinds. Is it a little bit therapeutic for you?
Yeah, it's called driving the roaster. That's what they call it, and I love it. It really is. And just to understand the curves of everything, there's a lot of chemistry. And like how I roast now in this negative whatever degree weather and in the summer when it's 80 are two completely different things.
Really?
Yeah, it's really atmospheric pressure has a lot to do with coffee roasting. And how it affects it. Yeah.
Wow, I would have no idea about that.
Everybody knows that. That's pretty cool. I would have never.
Yeah, yeah, it's fun. Mm-hmm.
How can we help our fellow veterans? I shouldn't say fellow veterans. How can we help your fellow veterans?
Mm. That's an amazing question. I think the simple way to do is just be available. Be available when he or she obviously might not have all the answers. You might not think that you're qualified to be able to give advice, but maybe not give advice, but just be there to be able to talk when they're and truly listen and not just be ready to answer or give your opinion when you're ready. I guess I just needed some when I, because that's what I try to do when I first got out. I was like, can somebody I just need to talk to somebody. Like, I don't know. And not with no judgment, you know, I guess.
How many people have you wanted to smack when they said, just get over it. Just forget about it.
You know, that's an interesting question because, you know, I was raised in that generation of just like, just get over it.
Suck it up.
Yeah. So like, so coming from a new world of just like expressing or, you know, just understanding what you're trying to go through as, and from being raised as suck it up is, it's a weird progress.
I know. It's easy to say if you're not the one dealing with stuff too, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
But you know what? Jim brought up something. You brought up something that survivor's guilt type thing.
Yeah.
That's a bigger issue than people ever realize, isn't it?
It is. It is, because you just don't, nobody ever knows how to, it's unexpected.
You can't prepare for it.
You can't prepare for it, and a lot of people just, you know, when you get out of the military, I mean, maybe it's different now, but when I got out, you know, that's just not talked about. You know, it's just not, it'd be like, just when you get home, everything's going to be back to normal, and gosh, that's just so far from the truth.
I mean, I'm interviewing a guy right now for my book, A Vietnam Vet, and I forget what it was, happened for one day, and he goes, oh, just this one day, we're going to, you know, I'm going to miss this one. And the guy, he's a radio operator, the guy took his place, got killed. Now, you tell me that's never left his mind.
Yeah. That's,
you know what I mean? So, I mean, there's so many things below the surface with so many of you guys that people don't see.
Yeah.
So just respect that, people. That's all I'm saying. Respect what could be going on behind this wonderful mask of happy-go-lucky kind of guy.
Yeah.
Well, I think you, Sam, have, you can speak to that with some authority. I mean, your troop went back and 13 of them, you know, when you're here to talk about it, I'm sure you've gone through some stuff.
Oh, for sure.
But what I'm saying is you can be such a great conduit to help those others that are dealing with that versus us.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. It's a good,
it's a hell of a responsibility.
Yeah. It's tough. You know, I'm actually going through some like counseling classes to be able to respond to this.
And that's all important. But after, when you find an opening in your store, you should have one for fathers of young children.
Not even a question.
Free coffee for everybody.
I used to go to those.
Absolutely. Operation Coffee, Veteran Salute, Olson Legal Group, Sam Floyd, Second Street, Kakana. We're going to be with you every step of the way, all right? Yes,
thank you, sir.
Appreciate care of that gorgeous little girl.
Yeah, we will.
All right. We're going to set a quick break. Todd McLean, Sturgeon Spirits General Manager, Todd's Lasagna Cook-Off coming up. Back after this.
Coffee in Brazil. No tea.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
A Wisconsin child from the northern part of our state died from the flu last week. Savannah Tomei Olson reports on how it has been getting deadlier in Wisconsin.
Officials from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services say the flu has been deadly here every year over the last two decades. Respiratory disease epidemiologist Tom Haupt.
Children under five are at higher risk for complications from flu influenza and RSV, for that matter, and COVID, just because of their age. But also pediatric hospitalizations, if they have any kind of underlying illnesses, whether it's diabetes, asthma, anything that would lower their immune system does increase their possibility of having complications from these particular viruses.
On average, 1 to 6 Wisconsin kids succumb to the illness each year. Depending on the strain, 5 to 20% of people can get the flu each year, according to the American Lung Association. And now there's another complication, one that has grown since the start of the pandemic, vaccine hesitancy. Fewer and fewer people are getting their flu shot each year.
We're running at 31% statewide right now, which is disappointing. It's a little bit lower than last year, but it continues that decline. It is frustrating because we want to get this message out to people as to the complications and what can happen if the person who is at high risk does come down with complications. Unfortunately, we have this pediatric death.
Haupt says we're approaching the peak of illness season between flu, COVID-19, and respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV. When it comes to the COVID-19 vaccine, only 16% of eligible Wisconsinites have an updated shot. Meanwhile, 22% of people above 60 have their RSV vaccine. To find a vaccine near you, you can call your doctor's office, your local pharmacy, or your local health department.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Hollywood is still mourning the loss of director David Lynch. Tributes have inundated social media the last several days for the Oscar-nominated creative force behind Eraserhead, Blue Velvet, Lost Highway, The Elephant Man, and The Straight Story. Lynch's colleagues are also paying tribute. Sopranos creator David Chase says no one who creates a long-form drama on TV was not influenced by Lynch's iconic Twin Peaks. Lynch was a one-time Wisconsin resident and passed away last Thursday at the age of 78. Speaking of Lynch, actor Kyle MacLachlan says he owes his entire career to David Lynch. The director cast the now 65-year-old actor in Blue Velvet and also made him the lead actor in Twin Peaks. MacLachlan called David Lynch the most authentically alive person he's ever known. That is some serious praise. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
That cold weather advisory remains in effect today, an extreme cold warning tonight. Today, sunny, high of 1 above, the wind chill, minus 15 to minus 30. Tonight, 13 below with a wind chill to minus 35. By tomorrow, sunshine with a high of only 0. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, 7 below 0.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin, in the dead of winter, it could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days.
Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zany's next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Jack Smith's report. Maggie, prosecutors considered charging Trump with inciting insurrection, but didn't.
There's an old saying, if you shoot at the king, don't miss. If it's someone who's really powerful or really rich, I gotta be absolutely certain I can prove every charge beyond a reasonable doubt. When it's people that don't have means, then it's I'll throw every conceivable charge at you.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we will cover the inauguration in Washington, D.C., and also talk about who the next civil rights leader might be for Martin Luther King Day. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Martin Luther King Day.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app.
Download it today.
Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. 97.9 FM WGBW in downtown Green Bay, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS in Appleton and Oshkosh, a Civic Media app, of course, worldwide. 1590 AM and 1100 AM. A lot of ways to find us, which is what Todd McLean did from Sturgeon Spirits, general manager, who also had a great, well, at least I'm assuming, great lasagna cook. That'd be like saying, well, we're having a whiskey tasting party. I don't know if it was good or not. It was good. It was good.
Definitely good.
Because it's lasagna.
I bet it was really good.
Good morning, Todd.
Good morning. How are you?
How cold is it in downtown Oshkosh right now?
It is very cold.
I got to say this, Todd. When we've come to Oshkosh, it's a cold downtown.
What? It's cold?
It's a cold downtown.
No, it's a cool downtown.
It's a something. It's a chilly
downtown.
It's a tunnel for the wind.
And there you
it's
go.
Just cold that, all the time.
Yeah, that's what it is sometimes, this weather. How you doing, man? What is going on?
I'm doing all right. Trying to heat up here and ready to talk about the lasagna cook-off or anything else you guys want to talk about.
Well, I want to talk more about your base business, right? You are a spirits. Tell me what you do. The lasagna kick-off was, we missed that, right? Was that yesterday?
It was yesterday, yes.
Okay, how was it? I mean, tell us about that, but tell us more about your core business.
Sure, yeah. So Sturgeon Spirits Craft Distillery is right. A man named Carl Lowenstein. He used to be a professor at UW Oshkosh. He started it up about 2 years ago. I've been there from the beginning. We craft spirits here locally with local products. Well, we try to. Some of the stuff, you know, like blood oranges, never make it up here. But he comes up with all the base spirits. We have about 125, 130 different kind of flavors in the actual tasting room.
Wow.
So, it's a lot of fun. About 200 some odd drinks that we can craft for you.
So you're in Oregon, right, Street? That's you're located.
Yep,
you have a bricks and mortar building, is what I'm saying. I haven't been there, but okay. And people can come in and taste it, and then do you bottle it, or how do we buy it?
Yeah, so we do have a tasting room. You can come in and have some drinks, and then we have about 30 different bottles that are for sale that ready to go out the door, and you can grab yourself a bottle when you leave and partake at home.
You know what I like about that? Two things. I mean, two quick little things in Oshkosh. We tried getting into the candy store the other day,
Hughes,
over
right?
Hughes. Yeah. But there was such a line we couldn't get in. It was before Christmas. But I love the history of that. I love how we were talking the last time we were in Oshkosh about the first breweries like 170 years ago. It's mind-boggling.
Yeah.
And with you guys, with this, and with Carl Lowenstein, and it's talked about keeping with the traditions of Oshkosh, of your community. It's not like some, no disrespect, carpetbaggers that came in. We're going to show you people how to do this. You guys really embrace your heritage in that town.
Yeah, we do. And he's very proud of, I'm actually not from the area, but.
But he got it rolling. He's the guy that got it going. Yeah.
He got it going. He used to take his children out to watch the sturgeon come in. So it's a really important in his life.
Oh, that's cool. That's the tie. Okay, Sturgeon Spirits.
That is
okay,
the tie, yeah.
Yep.
And were you a student of his?
I was not, actually. I'm actually from the Madison area.
Okay, I thought
Let maybe. Me ask you this, though. We had a guy, Antonio, a few months back, mixologist. I mean, people take this. I don't know if there's ever been a peak of like, not just drinking, but, I mean, of really being, you know, taking this to a different level of spirits, of the different blends, the different things. I mean, even like with bourbon, all of a sudden has gone crazy. This is an important time for serious people who enjoy liquor. And I'm not talking about guys who just want to get hammered. You know, it's like the old saying in one of the great movies, It's a Wonderful Life. We serve hard drinks for guys who want to get drunk fast.
Right, right.
That's not the way it is anymore, is it?
No, our tasting room is more of a, like, the perfect interaction with people that come in. Our guests would be like, they have a couple drinks and they leave with a bottle.
Yeah,
you know, it's not one of those things where you want to sit there for 7 hours and just get hammered, right?
Slam, so, right.
No, you're not a bar.
I'm not. Don't get me wrong. That has happened.
Yeah,
you know, obviously.
I was there.
We all know John was there.
Yeah. Wow,
the first customer to be banned. You know, I there's some people who believe that we are entering a period of, like, you know, we had the roaring 20s, you know, back 100 years ago, and that we're going to get into this golden age. But I do think people, their buying habits are going to be a little bit different, maybe a little bit more sophisticated. And
it's like an appreciation. Right.
And I sure hope we get into this whole supporting the local guy.
True. And, you know, one of the better things that's happened this year is the laws kind of changed in distilleries' favor in Wisconsin, where we were following prohibition laws and from 100 years ago.
Right.
And now we have the ability to do things that a lot of places before us had never had the ability to do.
And that's manufacturing and selling direct to the consumer, right?
That's exactly what it is. Yep.
And that, I don't know why that was on the books a damn long, but whatever. I'm glad that you have an opportunity now to have different distribution channels, because that's going to help your business, and hopefully
it definitely will. Yeah. It's just weird to me. You know, I've been a lifetime bartender. So I, you know, started at cleaning and went all the way up to management. And so I've been in the bar industry for a long time, and I never understood the complexities of, you know, like running a distillery and all the hoops I got to jump through.
I think some of those guys did it just so they can say they did something. No, I'm glad. We just got to get rid of some of these regulations we have are just crazy out there. Hey, you have 200 different recipes. Is that a fair word?
Yeah. So I would say that. Yeah. So for cocktails, I do have, I luckily hired well, and, I have somebody that makes up drinks for us, and she is very good at making the flavors taste good.
Yeah. What's the most? Go ahead.
You go ahead.
What's the most popular base? Is it vodka, bourbon, gin? I mean, what do people? Or is it? It can't be equally split. Or maybe it is. I don't know.
Well, for us, vodka, like the white clear liquors, are popular at our place right now, just because we are so young that, you know, our whiskey and bourbon aren't quite ready yet, you know, so they're sitting in the barrels and waiting to go. We are going to have some brandy coming out also. So, and that's also waiting. And that was actually made from Sunken Paddle, which is here in town. They gave us some cider and we distilled it and put it in a barrel. Great.
I like, tell us something about those relationships.
Well, Sunken Paddle, I will just say, I mean, between Sturgeon Spirits and Sunken Paddle, I will just go there in the summer. Sometimes they'll have outdoor seating and stuff like that too, and just sit and taste for a while. I mean, it's just a really nice atmosphere. The staff you got, Todd, is awesome. Friendly people. You can have a conversation, not feel like you're stupid when you're asked, how do you make this or what's it made out of? Right. They're very willing to tell the story, which is a great part of it.
Correct me if I'm wrong. The one thing the state, I think, is still pretty tough on, if you give a sample, it's a very specific amount. Isn't that correct, Todd?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I actually use community cups. I get them online and sample out just a little bit. You know, like I said before, we were talking about people just coming in and, you know, getting hammered, but, you know, that's just not the place. You know, we don't want them. If you want to sample this, you don't get a whole shot. You just get a little taste of it.
Right.
Careful with those community cups. It was a gateway for some of those priests out there. Hey, do you also give some advice? I mean, it sounds like you got some great, like I said, these recipes and on pairings for, like, if someone wants to do a dinner, they want to buy something special.
Sure. Yeah, we do pairings. Actually, we did a pairing with the Howard. We did a pairing with TJ Steakhouse.
See, that I'd like that. That's awesome.
We have a pairing coming up with Annie's Catering out of Fond du Lac. And we come up with the drinks based on what the food is served.
That's awesome.
That's fantastic. Some people like entertaining at home versus going out for a couple reasons, but, you know, I don't think the service is back to where it was pre-COVID. And the other thing, it's just fun being in a house.
Todd, I got to ask you this. So as for what's happened over the last 5 years with bourbon, when did that become such a, like, liquid gold type of thing where bottles are like $2,000?
Yeah. I'm really not a bourbon guy. My friend is. He's got a whole wall full. I mean, he went to Scotland, came back with like a $500 bottle of scotch.
That's what I mean.
And I asked him, I said, hey, are you going to go golfing while I go over there? Because they'll let you go on and play one hole just to say you played.
Okay.
And he was like, nope, I got this $500 bottle of scotch. I was like, what? Wow. What are you doing?
Is he ever going to open it?
Probably not. No.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
And it's one of those things where barrels are in a shortage, you know, cause for bourbon, it has to be in white oak, American white oak. And, In fact, I heard, I'm not sure if this is true or not, but Jack Daniels is actually going to pay farmers in northern Minnesota to stop growing crops and start growing trees for them.
Oh,
there you go.
To make the barrels out of it?
Yeah. That's how you can make some money.
I don't think I'm going to be alive by the time
generations ahead. Generations.
So I come from a long line of distillers.
Okay.
My grandma, she made the best grappa around. Do they still make grappa?
I have not dived into that yet. Okay. I do have a big list of stuff. I think next on my list is Amaro I'm going to try to make.
Okay.
I've already made Campari. I've already made Aperol. But I think Amaro is probably my next because I think that's the next biggest one.
What is
that's
that?
Gonna be, it's an Italian bitter, basically.
Okay.
It's a little bit different than, you know, Wisconsin bitters,
yeah,
where you're used to like doing a little dash. Right. This stuff is made from literally tree roots and tree bark.
Wow.
And it is very bitter.
So wow.
Are you a manufacturer? So
Technically, yes. Yeah. So wow. we bottle all our stuff, hand label, hand bottle all of our stuff. So yeah, it's all in-house there in the distillery.
That's exciting. That's cool. That's what you guys cool are stuff. Doing. That's, I mean, boy, between you and Sam from Operation Coffee, you want to talk about a couple of guys that have just said, you know what, screw right? this. I'm just going to roll up my sleeves. I'm going to do it myself. That's awesome.
And from, you're onto something being so fully vertically integrated, right? You don't have to rely on other people to do this or to do that. You know, you kind of are at the top of the food chain, and that sounds right. like a pretty
especially good... in Oshkosh, we're the only one. So
that's phenomenal. What gave you the passion to do this?
Carl, you know, it was Carl that, you know, I actually just found on Facebook. He just posted on Facebook that he needed somebody that knew how to run a bar, and I kind of went down there and talked to him, and the next day I was working.
Wow.
So Jim and I are thinking about buying this little bar downtown Green Bay a few blocks away. Give us some advice.
What, Jim?
You. Yeah, give us some advice. You be the silent partner, Jim. Just give me a check.
Yeah,
I'll take care of everything else.
That's exactly the way it would go.
Todd, any advice?
The advice I would give you is be careful of vendors because they will try to make you buy everything under the sun. And you don't really need everything under the sun.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And could you be my consultant? Yeah. On speed dial.
Don't stay away.
Not a good question for you. Get
I will help
guy.
You. Just like at the tasting room, if somebody wants to know a recipe or how to make something, even if I make it in house and if they do it at home, they're not going to want to come and have it anymore. I will still tell them how to make it.
That's awesome. All part of it. Sounds like a fun night out coming to your place.
Yeah, I want that tasting room again. Give me the address, hours, all that kind of stuff. I want to stop by there.
2663 Oregon Street in Oshkosh. It's right. on the south side of Oshkosh.
All right.
Over literally right around the corner from our station.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, you go down to Oregon.
Yep. Go down the street.
Yep.
All right.
Wow,
stumbling to sense.
Absolutely.
Okay, this is great.
Wow. All right. Todd, this is cool. I congratulate you. Yeah, this is something. Awesome. And these are one of the unique things that make our towns like Oshkosh special, having places like yourself, not a big box kind of whatever. I think that's awesome that what you guys are doing. And Mr. Lowenstein for getting that started and keeping with the heritage.
Yeah, and I do think we're talking about that this weekend because we're I have to get some clothes for our granddaughter. But those specialty shops, I it was busy. You know, yeah. It wasn't like, you know, God bless Target and all that. But, I mean, to go into these really like Puddle Duck and some of these smaller places where they just really, really know what they're doing. And the person that waits on you is the owner. And yep. that's what it is.
The wild goose, my friends.
Right. Yeah. There you go. And it's just, I don't know. I just hope that people realize how blessed we are to have entrepreneurs, to have local talent, to have local goods and services, and enjoy life. Right? I mean, if we're getting back to this golden age, let's ride the wave.
Todd, I got to ask you. You got to have a favorite yourself, personal.
My personal favorite is black pepper vodka. It's actually vodka right. that just soaks with peppercorns. And it's great in Bloody Marys. And I'm a big vodka hound. I found myself drinking vodka a little bit too quickly. And so I started drinking this black pepper vodka that we make on the rocks instead. And it really slows you down because it's pepper vodka and it is peppery. So you can't just.
You know, I've never had that.
That ever sounds that phenomenal sounds, that does. For a Bloody Mary.
Oh, it's great for a Bloody Mary, yes. Yep.
Do you serve
what
Bloody
time
Marys?
Do you open?
Todd, for the love of God, would you let us do a show?
Get this guy in house.
Gosh, what the hell's wrong with
Next
you,
Next time
Todd?
You're coming in studio.
All right. I'll
Absolutely.
Be there.
This is great, Todd.
Todd McLean, Sturgeon Spirits, General Manager, Todd's Lasagna Cookoff was last night or last weekend. We're going to be a part of it this coming year, okay? Promise?
All right. Yeah, no problem.
We're going to do it again. Yeah, tell us again where you're located.
2663 Oregon Street, Southside, Oregon.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Native American voters prevailed in federal court against the state of North Dakota, protecting the ability to elect the candidate of their choice. January 13th, the U.S. Supreme Court refused to hear a redistricting case we covered back in May 2024, affirming a North Dakota federal appeals court decision. The appeals court had dismissed a state house district challenge by two non-native residents who claimed their rights were infringed. The case dates back to 2021 when the Mandan, Hidatsa, and Arikara nations, also known as the MHA nation, negotiated with the state to protect native voting power under the 1965 Voting Rights Act, Section 2. After an agreement, state GOP officials later shamefully reversed positions in 2022, embracing a new GOP tactic which argues such majority-minority districts are a violation of the Equal Protection Clause under the U.S. Constitution. The same argument has been made in Robinson versus Calais over Louisiana's now two majority-minority districts. The MHA Nation decision protects North Dakota State House District 4A and three other districts. Great news for Native voters. But the Louisiana case is expected to be heard in the High Court in early 2025, and the conservative justices seem to have made it their mission to dismantle the VRA. We have links to the history of the case at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
Welcome back. Mine of the Mayor here on an unbelievably cold January morning. Feels like 23 degrees below zero out there. Tomorrow, Brittany was saying, could be, what, 35 below, Todd, a wind chill?
Yeah.
I mean, mind-boggling. Yeah. You know what, though? I hope, and I really mean this sincerely, if this could be like this, then stay like this. And you know, maybe get some snow. So the people that do the outdoor things, like even, like I said, ice fishing and things like that, and these ice fishing derbies, which raise a lot of money for local communities, I hope they can get through a good season. I hope we got 3 feet of ice and no disasters, anybody going through. For the people that like, and I know you laugh about that sometimes, but I know a lot of real elderly guys who, that's their passion. They don't have boats anymore or whatever, and being able to go out and ice fish is really, really important for them. Get out of the house. You know, when it's this cold and you're retired and whatever, you don't want to sit around and watch Oprah or whatever the hell's on during the day. But Oprah has been out for like 20 years.
No, I don't think so.
The View. I was trying to think of The View. Okay. You know, sitting around and watch The View.
You can't be that bored.
But you know what I mean? It's like, you know, a lot of these guys, no, I agree. That's their passion.
You
know,
and you're right. You just want it to be safe. So
right.
It looks like it's going to be very safe, right, today and tomorrow?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't take my advice. Just check with, like you said, check with the bait shops and the bars. Sure.
Yeah, well, and Todd, do you have Todd's number, Todd? Tom Drzewicki.
Yeah.
If you have it, can we give him a super quick call?
I'll see if I can.
Just to see what this is doing, and is this going to take away some of the problems of, you know, of whatever. Interesting guest. Brittany, of course, is always awesome. Brittany Merlot. Crystal DeClean, Ecumenical Partnership for Housing, Kim Shefshik, Doctors in Recital. That's going to be taking place on Saturday at the Widener. It's all medical professionals showing their musical talents. It is really quite the event. In fact, Kim was talking about how, when was it, March, they talked about if you'd like to sign up, and it was like, boom, within a day, it was full. So many medical people wanted to take part.
Right. Any doctors know anything about music? You know, it's like,
well, yes! Anybody want to perform as a writer? Yes!
It's like over half of them.
Absolutely. Yeah. Sam Floyd, Operation Coffee, we're 100% in his corner. Downtown Kukana. It's our veteran salute, courtesy of the Olson Legal Group, brought to your way by Oshkosh and Berlin. Man, we could not have been more impressed with him the other day when he was there. Nate Olson, the attorney. What an impressive guy. Todd McLean here, Sturgeon Spirits General Manager.
Sounds like a fantastic place to. I want to try that. Was it peppercorn?
Peppercorn vodka.
Peppercorn vodka.
He said, I don't know if he did a slow down. I don't know what he meant by that. He just wanted to.
Well, it does sound like the kind of thing you're going to slam.
Yeah. That over the rocks, I think, would be good.
Well, a little Bloody Mary, a little spicy.
Yeah, maybe that.
Tomato juice?
Yeah. I just think, I thought that was cool. I was going to ask him, but we ran out of time. Like, what did he serve with his lasagna? I like making lasagna. I love serving lasagna. I always serve wine with it, but it sounds like. Like, I wonder what mixed drinks they had with lasagna. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I don't know.
I mean, red wine, right?
Oh, yeah.
I just wonder what he
I don't know. I don't know much about that. You know, how you'd serve
hard liquor,
with food.
Right.
Now, I've never known that.
And if you want to just have, like.
We got him? Okay, we got Tom. All right, we're talking about the ice and everything like that. Tom Driswicki, good morning, buddy. Thank you so much for taking the time.
You betcha, John.
How you doing, brother? What is this weather going to do for our ice?
Well, it's going to be turning into a good old-fashioned winter.
Excellent. I'm glad to hear that.
It's going to be Green Bay still has a lot of open areas. They're going to be really closing up tight. You got to still remember, we're not going to get good old-fashioned ice like we used to, where you got 20 to 24 inches. We might lay down, you know, 14 to 18 inches this winter because we were still 6 weeks behind our ice making early in the winter. So instead of getting that start around December 1st, we're getting our start, let's say, first, second week of January here. So it's making ice, but as far as ice travel, you still have to watch what you're doing, you know, just pay attention, talk to the bait shops on conditions, because conditions can change from one port to the next. Anything up towards Door County, that's big water. There's ice moving around up there up till a couple days ago, and now it's getting pretty tight.
Yeah.
So it's getting better. So go fishing, fish away. Don't bring your big heavy trucks out there quite yet, but it's going to start to happen. There'll be areas where you can drive. But, yeah, it's actually looking good for a change for ice fishermen. Yes.
That's exciting because we so worry about, you know, I hate seeing those stories, but you're saying it's going to be safer than it was the last couple weeks.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Well, that's bad news for you, but good news for everybody else. Right, Tom?
Well, my big season kind of starts happening in March. We call it March Madness. I don't even get to watch basketball because I can get busy in March.
Well, you know what? Again, everybody, we just want everybody safe. And that's such a tradition for so many people I know. Instead of, you know, the winters get long and some of these retired guys sit in their house doing whatever, ice fishing is a very important part of their life.
Right. And with snow on the ice, get yourself some creepers because these are the things that strap to your boots because it's so glary out there. And I don't care if you're 10 years old or 80 years old, you fall on the ice and you hit the back of your head. Bad things happen. Everybody probably knows somebody that took a big digger on the ice and they might not even be with us anymore. I mean, not the ice, but even your driveway with ice on it.
Right, so, right.
Exposure can happen so fast in this kind of weather. It's scary.
Slips, falls.
Yeah. And if you're going to be out there by yourself and we're on some sketchy ice, and if you would fall through the ice, like say today, the chances of somebody coming to rescue you
in time
before you come to hypothermia is nil.
Nil.
So you really need to think about that in this extreme cold weather we're having the next 3 days.
Tom Driswicki, you're the best. We're going to talk to you more this winter, my friend. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Thanks, everybody, for being here. Stay warm. Stay safe. My name is Mayor. See ya.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Dom Selvia.
Jess P.S., Dom's producer here.
Next time, it's Inauguration Day. Tune in to hear some historical context and perspective from our favorite Delano Democrat, Harvey Kay.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WISS weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WISS.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Get signed up today at WISS.FM/newsletter. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. President-elect Trump and Melania Trump departing St. John's Church in Washington, headed to the White House for tea with the President and First Lady. Earlier this morning, President Biden issued preemptive pardons for the January 6th committee and for General Mark Milley, former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who referred to Donald Trump as a fascist before the election. Also pardoned the man who helped lead the country through COVID. Here's ABC's Karen Travers.
Dr. Anthony Fauci tells ABC he accepts the pardon from President Biden and is grateful for it. But he emphasized that he committed no crimes. Fauci did say to ABC the threats and possibility of prosecution, quote, creates immeasurable and intolerable distress on me and my family. Throughout his campaign, President-elect Donald Trump vowed to exact retribution on his political enemies. Fauci faced intense scrutiny and vitriol for the government's response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Karen Travers, ABC News. The White House.
This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale.